Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Popplebury, and this is the podcast where I answer Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence in audio form. Just a quick reminder that all my answers are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, there may be some inaccuracies along the way. Today Daniel has shared a story that I think many tech-savvy parents will relate to. He's been setting up IP cameras for baby monitoring. And what started as a simple desire for cry detection and automatic face zooming has turned into a frustrating journey through the complexities of computer vision and audio processing. His question is essentially, why is this stuff so much harder than it should be, and are there easier ways to do it? Let me start by saying, Daniel, you're absolutely not alone in this experience. What you've discovered is one of the dirty secrets of AI implementation. The gap between what seems theoretically simple and what's actually practical to deploy is often enormous. The fundamental issue you've run into is what I call the AI deployment stack problem. When researchers develop these technologies, they're typically working in controlled environments with specific hardware configurations, particular versions of software libraries, and often with datasets that don't perfectly match real-world conditions. When you try to take that research and deploy it in your home setup, you're essentially trying to recreate a complex scientific experiment with different hardware, different software versions, and different environmental conditions. Let's break down why cry detection specifically is more complicated than it appears. You're right that baby cries should be somewhat predictable, and there are indeed audio datasets available. However, the challenge isn't just recognizing a cry in isolation. Your system needs to distinguish between a baby cry and other sounds in your home environment. The dishwasher running, a dog barking outside, the television, or even adult voices. It needs to work reliably across different room acoustics with varying background noise levels and through the compression and processing that happens when audio travels through your IP camera's microphone, gets digitized, compressed, transmitted over your network, and then processed by your computer. Moreover, audio processing for real-time detection requires significant computational resources. Unlike image processing, where you might analyze one frame per second, audio needs to be processed continuously in small chunks, often requiring specialized libraries that can handle real-time audio streams efficiently. The facial recognition and auto-zoom functionality you want adds another layer of complexity. This requires computer vision models that can detect faces in low-light conditions, track movement across frames, and then interface with your camera's pan-tilt-zoom controls. Each of these components involves different software libraries, different model formats, and different hardware acceleration requirements. Now, about that GPU situation you encountered. This is particularly frustrating because GPU acceleration should make things easier, not harder. The problem is that the AI ecosystem is fragmented across different frameworks. You have TensorFlow, PyTorch, OpenCV, and various specialized libraries, each with their own GPU acceleration methods. TensorFlow uses CUDA for NVIDIA GPUs, but also supports other backends. PyTorch has its own CUDA implementation. OpenCV has its own GPU modules. Your GTX 1050, while capable, sits in an awkward spot where it's powerful enough to benefit from GPU acceleration, but not new enough to be fully supported by all the latest frameworks without some configuration gymnastics. Additionally, many of these projects assume you're running on Linux with specific driver versions, CUDA toolkit versions, and Python environments. The moment you deviate from their exact setup, you're in dependency hell, trying to figure out which version of which library works with which version of which other library. So what can you actually do about this? Let me suggest some practical approaches that might save your sanity. First, for cry detection, consider starting with simpler audio monitoring rather than full cry recognition. Home Assistant has integrations with basic audio level detection that can trigger alerts when sound levels exceed certain thresholds during sleep hours. It's not as sophisticated as true cry recognition, but it's much more reliable and easier to set up. You can combine this with time-based logic. If there's sustained audio above a certain level between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., send an alert. For the facial tracking and auto-zoom, this is where you might want to reconsider your approach entirely. Instead of trying to implement automatic face detection and zoom, consider setting up multiple camera angles or using cameras with wider fields of view. Many parents find that a good overhead view actually provides better monitoring than trying to zoom in on faces, because you can see breathing movement more clearly from above. If you're determined to pursue the AI route, here are some more manageable approaches. For cry detection, look into pre-trained models that you can run as services rather than trying to build everything from scratch. There are cloud-based APIs for audio classification that you could potentially use, though you'd need to be comfortable sending audio snippets to external services. For computer vision, consider using Home Assistant's built-in integrations with services like DeepStack or Code Project AI. These run as separate containers and provide REST APIs for object detection, which means you don't have to deal with the GPU driver complexity directly. They handle the model loading and inference, and you just send them images and get back detection results. Another approach is to use dedicated hardware designed for edge AI. Devices like the Coral USB Accelerator or NVIDIA Jetson Nano are specifically designed to run AI workloads efficiently without the driver complexity you've encountered. They're more expensive than repurposing old hardware, but they're also much more likely to work out of the box. If you want to stick with your current setup, consider using Docker containers for your AI workloads. Many of the projects you mentioned, like Frigate, provide Docker images with all the dependencies pre-configured. This isolates the complex environment setup from your host system and makes it much more likely to work reliably. For Frigate specifically, it's actually one of the better options for what you're trying to do. It's designed to work with Home Assistant, supports hardware acceleration on various platforms, and has active community support. The initial setup can be complex, but once it's working, it tends to stay working. Here's a pragmatic suggestion: start simple and build up complexity gradually. Get basic motion detection working first, then add person detection, then experiment with more advanced features. This approach lets you build confidence with the system and understand how each component works before adding the next layer of complexity. The broader answer to why this is still so complicated in 2024 is that we're in a transitional period. AI capabilities have advanced rapidly, but the tooling for practical deployment hasn't caught up. Most AI development is still focused on research and large-scale commercial applications, not on making it easy for individuals to deploy sophisticated AI in their homes. This is gradually changing. We're seeing more plug-and-play AI solutions, better hardware support, and more user-friendly interfaces. But we're not quite there yet for the kind of custom, multimodal AI system you're trying to build. My advice is to be patient with yourself and remember that what you're attempting is genuinely complex. You're not failing at something simple, you're tackling something that professional developers often struggle with. Start with the simplest solution that meets your immediate needs, and gradually add sophistication as you become more comfortable with the tools and technologies involved. And remember, sometimes the best solution is the one that actually works reliably, even if it's not as technically impressive as what you originally envisioned. A simple motion alert that wakes you up when your baby is moving might serve your peace of mind better than a sophisticated system that works perfectly 90% of the time, but fails when you need it most. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about artificial intelligence, send them Daniel's way, and I'll do my best to provide helpful answers. Until next time, this is Herman Poppleberry, reminding you that sometimes the smartest AI solution is the simplest one that actually works.